Good morning, you're listening to FloridaAlley.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at the NWFA show in Orlando, and I'm with Milton Goodwin, the VP of Hardwood with AHF Products. Milton, how you doing?
Doing great, Kemp. How are you?
Good. You know, I met you 20 years ago, and back then, the wood business, it was Armstrong and the Seven Dwarfs, wasn't it?
Yeah, a lot has changed in 20 years. The brands are still around, but the players have changed a little bit, and certainly the products have changed, but we're here at the NWFA, and it's great to see a lot of faces that were there 20 years ago, including yours. So,
yeah. Well, I mentioned that because you were at Armstrong way back then. You've gone other places. You're back now, and you're the head of the wood business for AHF, right?
Yeah, so I left Armstrong and had a great run there and went to get into the LVT business. Yeah. Did that for almost 9 years and thought I'd go play golf. AHF, I'd been watching them because they're in Lancaster, and I believed in what they were doing. And when they called, I was eager to jump back in. So glad to be here. Been here 4 years now. So
I wonder if you're following the consumption trend.
The consumption? Yeah, we follow it every day. We're trying to make sure that the consumption trend is going up, although it has gone down in wood because of LVT over the last 10 years. It's taken a lot of market share. But we are starting to see things change on the builder side, as an example, where you know they took wood out, and now they're putting it back in. So that's great to see.
All right, so you're here with the big Bruce flag. That's your brand at this show. Most people know the people that are walking the show here have sawdust running through their veins. Mm-hmm. It's a contractor show, and you're showing a couple of products here that are pretty interesting. One of the big shifts we're seeing is the shift back to unfinished, right?
Yes, yeah, so I think it's a shift for us. 30 years ago, we were in the unfinished business, and we got out of it. We re-entered it about a year and a half ago. We still had the same equipment in our West Plains, Missouri plant that we had to take a little dust off of it. And so we're very much in the unfinished solid business. We do all select grade, red oak, white oak, 2 1/4, 3 1/4. What we're featuring at this show is our engineered side, which we are making in Turney, Tennessee plant. And we've also introduced out of our Cambodia plant, European white oak in 5 7 1/2 inch. So we now have a very broad assortment of unfinished in both engineered and solid, and our customers have been asking for it. They like a one-stop shop, and that's what we're trying to be for them.
And that plant in Tennessee was the OEM business.
Yep, it's still there, and we acquired that a few years ago. It's doing fantastic, and yeah, it's the same plant that was there, and it's still there, and we're utilizing the heck out of it, and we're glad to have it, of course.
Another product you're featuring here is very interesting, a 5/8 inch solid. Tell us about that.
Well, it's 5/16, okay. Natural Choice, and it's a product that's been in the Bruce portfolio for many years. And what has happened is that a lot of the growth in America is in the Sunshine State, so concrete slabs, a lot of people moving from the northern states down to the south. They still desire solid wood floors, but solid wood doesn't work well on concrete floors. We figured out a way to take it from 2 1/4, we added 3 1/4, we added new gloss levels. But the big change is the installation side of it, using the 100% RH product, our select adhesive from Bruce. And when you install that product using that, it protects you from any moisture issues on the concrete. And we're real excited about it. We'll actually be hitting the marketplace in this starting this month with it. So it's a little less expensive than standard 3/4 inch. It looks exactly like it. It also has a site finish look. So no bevels on the ends or on the sides. So if you want that traditional solid wood look, you can now get it for less money, and through the installation process, you're not going to have any failures.
So if water doesn't sneak around the edges, that's a waterproof floor, right?
Well, it's pretty close to waterproof, but I wouldn't recommend flooding a wood floor, but it's good for solid wood, yeah.
All right, Milton, so it's good to catch up with you, and thanks for giving us an update on what's been going on with AHF and Bruce here at the NWFA show. Again, been talking to Milton Goodwin, the Vice President of Wood for AHF, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaAlley.net.